Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Healthcare workers continue to be pushed to the brink here locally as workers with 1199 SEIU, specifically nursing home workers, have hit the picket lines as of today to take place in a 7-day strike. With healthcare workers pushed to the brink, is going on strike locally now just the norm going forward?
I think you can anticipate more and more labor actions going forward, especially in New York State. I think healthcare workers all over the country are under duress. In all parts of the healthcare provider continuum. The tip of the spear is skilled nursing facilities who are just really in an incredible catch-22 in terms of the requirements that are being put on them by states and then the reimbursement that is just, you know, really inadequate to cover their costs. New York is one of the most unionized healthcare states in the country. Where the workers are organized, you can certainly count on seeing more healthcare labor actions, and especially in skilled nursing facilities.
So at this point, why are strikes becoming more common as a means to get deals done between these, especially in this case with the 1199 SEIU, the union, and the companies that represent those nursing homes?
We have increasing demand for acute care services, skilled nursing services, because of the way our population is aging. People are living longer and longer. They're not necessarily living better, but they're living longer, and they're living with very complicated, multiple chronic diseases. I mean, a typical elderly person now has multiple chronic diseases, hypertension, congestive heart failure, asthma, diabetes, cancer diagnosis, mental health diagnosis, very, very complicated people that need help. And you've got a healthcare workforce that is, you know, still recovering really from the pandemic. I think hopefully we're turning the corner on that, but very stressed. Healthcare reimbursement is constantly under duress as the nation fights with, you know, the constantly increasing costs of care. When you think about what I just said, if you think about skilled nursing, where this is their core service is taking care of these very complicated nursing home eligible by definition patients. The other thing about skilled nursing facilities is that it is predominantly funded by Medicaid. So there's very limited Medicare reimbursement in a nursing home. It is predominantly private pay. And then when private pay assets are diminished, people go on Medicaid, and 60%+ of nursing home reimbursement is Medicaid. And Medicaid is the poorest payer in the healthcare payer world. States are constantly under duress in terms of their Medicaid budgets. You know, the thing you're reading about now with the budget bill in Washington is specifically looking at more Medicaid cuts. You know, they're talking about $700 or $800 billion in additional Medicaid cuts, and that is just going to take a terrible situation and make it worse from the perspective of the skilled nursing management people. And the workers are, you know, taking care of these increasingly sicker, more complicated people with limited resources. And so it's a situation that is just rife for distress. And I wish I had an answer for you, but the way that healthcare reimbursement is structured now is so dysfunctional, and that's especially true in skilled nursing facilities.
So who has the upper hand when it comes to the negotiations in this certain specific case between these unionized nursing home workers and the companies that are sort of operating these nursing homes?
And in the case that locally here, the state of New York has mandated staffing ratios that nursing homes have to comply with. At the same time, they're compensating these nursing homes with totally inadequate, predominantly Medicaid, which is state-driven. It's a state-federal partnership, but the reimbursement rates are set by the state. And the reimbursement is totally inadequate. So they're putting two counter-demands on nursing homes. Number one, you must staff at a certain level. Number two, we're not going to pay you to staff at a certain level. We're going to underpay you dramatically. So what nursing homes are doing is they're doing their best to try to juggle this conundrum. Who has the upper hand? I would say the workforce, the unions, have the upper hand initially until they drive the industry or the particular provider that they're dealing with into an untenable financial situation. Now, we've seen that happen at most recently at Weinberg campus. Did the union have the upper hand there? I guess they did, but then the facility went out of business and all those union workers are laid off. We're seeing something similar. There was just an article in another in Buffalo Business First this morning about Heritage, which is a major nursing home provider in Chautauqua County. A similar situation. I'm not close to that, so I don't know if it's, you know, headed in the wrong direction, but certainly they are under a severe distress, according to this article, and it's the same situation. So I would say that labor has a very strong position. They're workers. They need workers. They have these state mandates, and the workers are under incredible stress. But on the provider side, there's just no money there because of the reimbursement rates. And now you're complexifying all of that with a sicker and sicker elderly population that is going to get more elderly as the baby boomers age and go into the Medicare system.
Very good, Larry. Anything else you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
It's an untenable situation. I think of all of the reimbursement woes in healthcare, the one in skilled nursing facilities is the most dysfunctional.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.